Hi, hello there, and thank you for tuning in to Stodd's Wet Groove Records, show number 17, Junkie Slips, False Floors, and Psalms, on WMCB LP 107.9 FM, Greenfield. Now, let us dig into some of that sweet groove.
Maybe you will feel it when your heart starts beating faster. Maybe it's
Hello there again, and a warm welcome to you inside of today's show titled Junkie Slips, False Floors, and Psalms. The title is Titles in the Plural or Plurals. Now, these first two tracks played were new releases that both came in the mail from different sources. The last sick slab of Wax Spun is John Dwyer's a brand new band, Heathen Axe, on his label Death God Records. This self-titled debut album contains six tracks and is a limited edition of 250 copies on beer-colored wax. Man, I should have copped two copies of this one. We just rocked out to the last and third track on the A-side titled False Floor. The band consists of three members, including, of course, John Dwyer, and then Tom Dolas, who also plays in OCs, and John Hodge, who has played in many bands and I believe is from Texas, although I could be mistaken. This is definitely one of the harder-hitting bands that John Dwyer has put together in recent years. Very cool. And leading the show off this afternoon was Eddie Current's Suppression Ring with the groovy, hard-hitting tune, Hard to Be Moved. This a brand new album is titled In Light of Recent Events and was released under their label, I imagine, called Suppression Records. There are two editions of this incredible Australian post-punk garage rock gold. The one we just spun, which is a UK and European release, and the other is an Australian release. I know that I've played a track by these dudes on the show before, and I am pleased to be able to spin their new super catchy jams. Eddie Current, aka Mikey Young, plays guitar, keyboards, and tambourine. Mikey Young has produced, mixed, and/or engineered many releases that I have listened to here in the States. Brendan Suppression does lead vocals and synthesizer while wearing these leather gloves. It is quite the scene, I imagine. Rob Solid delivers a solid bass line every track I have heard throughout their entire discography. And Danny Current keeping it all together on drums. Definitely pick this one up if you can. In Light of Recent Events is sure to be an instant level ground hit classic. We'll be right back.
again, I jumped the stop sign.
Saw you in the gutter.
When I just had to go, go.
It's in the dark.
Yeah, prisoner, dog, dog.
Piss on Your Dog by the San Francisco-based band Crime. Crime formed in around 1976 and was on and off throughout the years, gaining popularity once again here and there. Example being, Sonic Youth covered Crime's first single, Hotwire My Heart, on their 1987 album, Sister. Crime would dress like cops and perform, and that was kind of their shtick, similarly to the ripoffs from the Bay Area as well. As I'm thinking about it now, the track Piss on Your Dog was from the 2014 compilation Murder by Guitar, 1976 through 1980, the complete studio recordings on Superior Viaduct Records. Oddly enough, walking to the show today, a dog used me as a fire hydrant. From Now On by a Pavement. From Now On was spun from the 1993 compilation titled Westing by Musket and Sextant on Drag City Records. Drag City Records is based in Chicago and since 1990. These folks have grown exponentially over the years and continue to release phenomenal works from the likes of Ty Siegel, White Fence, Ohm, the late Silver Jews, and Purple Mountains, and so much more. Definitely check out what Drag City Records has to offer. That's All by The Flakes. That's All was the first track played from their only album titled Back to School and released in 2005 on Dollar Record Records. The Flakes, like Crime, were from San Francisco, and I imagine during the last bit of time when regular and stellar musicians could afford to live there. Russell Kwan from The Mummies and The Phantom Surfers was a featured member of The Flakes.
do it like this. And the mama.
Now that was a Mama Rollin' Stone by Wild Billy Childish and the MBEs, an abbreviation for the Musicians of the British Empire. It was sung by a Nurse Julie, not to be mistaken with Nurse Jackie, whose name is Julie Hamper, who is married to Billy Childish. Wolf Howard is on the skins as well in the band. It is a clever and funny take on Papa Was a Rolling Stone and, of course, Johnny Thunder's Daddy a Rolling Stone. Mama Rolling Stone was played from the A-side 7-inch released in 2011 on the English label Damaged Goods Records. It was released for Record Store a Day in the States earlier that year and is a run of 300 copies. Mine is copy number 153. Come Back Home by Baby Shakes, played from their second album, released in 2015, titled Starry Eyes, and on Lil Chewy Records. This super catchy and cool female-led rock and roll power pop band was formed in NYC around 2005. Live It Up by the DTs. Live It Up was spun and dug into that wet groove record with the sharpest of needles, providing us with this rock and roll vibration output, sung by a Diana Young Blanchard. Dave Critter plays guitar and also owns Estrus Records. So you know this rockin' band is a West Coast banger. Specifically, Bellingham, Washington, and formed in 2001. Live It Up appears on the B-side of their first album, originally released in 2004, titled Hard Fixed. And this wax version of the album was released in 2005, oddly on GP Records out of Spain. I do see an Estrus Records character on the back of the gatefold sleeve as well, though. The original 2004 release of Hard Fixed was on CD and fully released by Estrus Records.
606-0842!
Yeah.
elevator. What's wrong? I just have a number all day long. Operator said, your number's been
The Curse of Being Young, played from the first album titled Too Young to Be in Love by Hunks and His Punks. The album was released in 2011 on Hardly Art Records, and the copy in front of us is on limited edition Pink Wax. This record is getting difficult to score for your shelves, so if you see it out there in the wild, get it. Abby and I saw Hunks and His Punks play at the Mohawk in Austin, Texas, and they were fabulous. Abby is joining us today in the broadcast booth, and she is chilling over there on the sofa. Shannon Shaw also plays in the band with Seth Bogart, and they are a very personable and interactive band to see live. Playing a present-day Shangri-La's throwback, boasting strong choruses and loud dance garage rock riffs. Will Ivey also plays in the band, and he fronts the band Flatworms with the OC's bassist, Tim Hellman. 6060842 by the B-52s, spun from the classic 1979 self-titled album, which happens to be a repress and is a Winchester pressing released by Warner Brothers Records. Honestly, it is a super clean copy that I am proud to spin for everyone on the show today. I do have another 1979 edition, but this one definitely is the cleaner of the two. The B-52s still seem to get together and play a joyful show from time to time, which actually sounds like quite a bit of fun to me. The band formed in Athens, Georgia, which is a very fun place to visit. Little Five Points, Atlanta is also another fun place to visit as well if you are in that neck of the woods.
Despite of myself, to be listened to, nor indoctrinate, but to extricate and know that I'm already free. I seem to discorrupt my mind and my body too, to charge my soul and free my mind of what's left of you. Not be corrupt, nor hide, nor conceal myself, but to extricate and be supple and free. Of all the worldly goods that intoxicate me, I sing the body, I sing the mind of the humankind. God's gift electric, written across the skies. Not to be mean, cruel and close, nor destroy myself, but to extricate and know that I'm already free. Of all the worldly goods that intoxicate me, I sing the small, the immeasurable, and the cuckoo's call. Light and darkness radiating from the rise to the fall. Not to pass among strangers, nor test my arm, but to extricate song, not to defile nor uplift myself. This is free and plain to see. The same leaf falls twice from the same tree, and to let go of all things transitory, so to extricate and know.
We just heard the song All the Worldly Goods That Intoxicate Me by the William Loveday Intention on the Billy Childish record label and publishing moniker Hangman Records, or just Hangman. When I met Billy, that is what he signed his records and books with, a hangman, or more precisely, a quick illustration of the gallows. The song played is the second from the 2022 album titled They Wanted the Devil, But I Sang of God, which there were a total of 500 copies that included a 20-page songbook containing all of the lyrics. Very cool and very nicely put together. Junkie Slip by The Clash. Junkie Slip by The Clash. Ooh, I like how that sounds. Played from their 1980 album titled Sandinista, and is a triple wax disc with six sides. Joe Strummer did it all and is still doing it. I love Joe Strummer and The Clash.
Here's this all ye people, give ears all ye inhabitants of the world, both low, high, and rich and poor, together. I and I mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of I art shall be understanding. I will incline mine ears to the parable, I will open my door, saying upon the ark. Where should I fear the days of evil? When the iniquity heals, shall come past thy about, yeah. They that trust in thy well boast themselves in the multitude of our riches. No one of them can be any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a reason for him. For the repentance of their soul is processed and caused forever, that he shall be still, live forever, and not see corruption. For he that sees wise man dying, likewise fool, and the brush person praise and love thy will to others. Their inward to it they part shall can forever. They dwell in place to the generation they call their land after the old name, yeah. Nevertheless, man being honored, not be like the boast that praise. This is the way they follow, yet prosperity approve their system, Sila. Here's this all ye people, give ears all ye inhabitants of the world, both low, high, rich and poor, together. I and I mouth shall speak of wisdom, yeah. I and I meditation shall be understanding, the understanding. I will incline thine ears unto thy parable, yeah. I will open thy darkness in unto thee, yeah. Where shall I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my evil shall come past me about, yeah. They shall trust in the well, both themselves, in the multitude of their riches. No one of them can be any reason of their brother.
We'll be right back.
The last track I played on today's show is A Power to the People, instrumental by the Long Island hip-hop group Public Enemy. Spun from the 1990 12-inch Summer Slammer. Brother's gonna work it out on Def Jam Records and Columbia Records. Then Psalm 49 by Prince Far the First, played from the album Psalms for the First. Psalms for the First was reissued on the Italian record label Lantern Records. The sound quality and mixing on this record is perfect, and I have listened to this record at least a few times now. As I am writing this, I am remembering that I have played some Prince Far the First on the show before. Prince Far the First was called The Voice of Thunder. The Voice of Thunder was gunned down in his home in Kingston and killed in 1983, sadly. Police officials report that it was a home invasion burglary gone wrong, but it is believed among certain circles that this was a targeted killing. The Voice of Thunder has left behind a legacy of very cool and creative recorded works, as well as released many other people's works from his former label, Cry Tough Records. Thank you for tuning in and checking out Stodd's Wet Groove Records, show number 16, False Floors, Junkie Slips, and Psalms on WMCBLP 107.9 FM in Greenfield. Groove up and get down.